This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Since the leak of the Dobbs opinion on abortion, pregnancy centers across the country have faced attacks of vandalism and destruction. Heartbeat International surveyed its network of pregnancy centers and found that their chances of being attacked had risen significantly. Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America, has compiled a long list of attacks on these centers since May, and CareNet estimates that the damages done to its 18 centers so far cost at least $400,000. Now, Jim Harden is the CEO of Compass Care and was on my radio program and talked about the hundreds of thousands of dollars needed so that the center could reopen after the firebombing. Not far from where I broadcast my program and these commentaries is Loretto House. The director arrived one morning to find graffiti on the brick, sign, and front door, and one group actually has bombarded several pregnancy centers with fake one-star reviews on Yelp. So what can pregnancy centers do in the midst of these attacks? Well, most of the centers are increasing security and training. CareNet has developed a strategy called Watch and Pray that is like the neighborhood watch programs around the nation. They also encourage the centers to partner with law enforcement and ask for increased patrols. And they also suggest that centers host community involvement and awareness meetings to ask for assistance from churches and community groups. You know, that last recommendation is important to consider. This is the time for your pastor and your church to come alongside these local pregnancy centers. Church staff and church members have resources that these centers need. Let's stand with those who are standing for life in our community. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.